Welcome to Life Point Drivecast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. Thanks for listening, and I hope you're having a great Friday. We are continuing in our labels series as we walk through the Gospel of Luke, and the text from this week reminded me that we are constantly connected to worldwide events 24/7. That wherever or however you get your news, we rarely and sadly make it through 24 hours without hearing about a tragedy. Whether local, regional, or global, our world is filled with catastrophic and tragic events. And at times, people are the cause, and at other times, it's natural disasters. And all of us know that we don't have to turn on the news to see tragedy. The tragedy has hit close to home for all of us, that we've seen it up close. Well, in Luke chapter 13, Jesus gives us some interesting insight as to how we see and approach tragedy. Beginning in verse 1, it says this: "There were some present at the very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the sacrifices. And he, Jesus, said to them, 'Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all of the other Galileans because they suffered this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will also likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.'" Within these first four verses, we get two tragic events, one done by the hand of an evil man and the other one by natural disaster. And what's important for us to understand is that during Jesus's day, most folks believe that suffering was proportional to sinfulness, that tragedy came upon someone because they must have done something bad, and that tragedy was for those who sinned worse than others, and tragedy was a sure sign of God's divine displeasure, punishment, or judgment on a person. This is why Jesus responds to Pilate killing the Galileans the way he did by saying, "Do you think that the Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way?" And him saying about the Tower of Siloam falling on 18 people, "Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem?" You see, many this way think the same. We just use different phraseology. We say things like, "Well, maybe they had it coming," or "maybe they deserved it." Have you ever heard anybody just say karma, right? They must have done something really bad to have that happen to them, or God's just got it out for that person. But regarding this thinking, Jesus says no. He says no, this tragedy has nothing to do with how good or bad people are. He says no, this tragedy has nothing to do with God's displeasure or judgment of one person over another. What Jesus does say is, "I tell you, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." He gives the same response, the same answer for both tragic events here. Does this mean Jesus is insensitive or uncaring or calloused? Absolutely not. Jesus's ministry and life is filled with compassion and care and deep love for those in need, hurt, and suffering. But in these verses, Jesus shows us that God sees the earthly as an opportunity to address the eternal. That God sees the earthly as an opportunity to address the eternal. That the earthly tragedy of the Galileans being murdered, or the 18 people who died under the Tower of Siloam, would pale in comparison to the tragedy of them dying unrepentant and spending eternity separated from God. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus lets us know there's only two places we spend eternity: heaven or hell. And the Bible says it's appointed once for man to die, then comes judgment. That's an important statement because it means death closes the door on where we spend eternity. And that as horrific as earthly tragedy can be, even more tragic is not settling where we'll spend eternity. So Jesus says, repent, because repentance toward God and faith in Jesus is always necessary for salvation that leads to eternal life with Jesus in heaven. He takes the earthly as an opportunity to address the eternal. Now, there's much more we could talk about regarding the scripture, but our time is short. So as we close, we must remember that Jesus, in these verses, is talking to those who see tragedy, not to those who are in the tragedy. So here's the challenge for us today. How do you see tragedy? Do you look at tragedy as someone being punished or getting what they deserved or God paying someone back or some kind of other view? I'm reminded that we live in a fallen, sinful, broken world. Both people and nature have been broken since Genesis chapter 3. And tragedy will be part of this world until Jesus returns and sets it right. Until then, what if we saw the earthly as an opportunity to leverage the eternal? What if we took the opportunity to talk about repentance and Jesus? What if we remembered that Jesus endured the greatest tragedy in human history, death on the cross, in order to give you and me, the whole world, whosoever, the opportunity to be excluded from the greatest eternal tragedy of spending forever separated from Him in hell? And not just the opportunity for you and I to be excluded from eternal torment, but to be richly blessed by receiving the gift of eternal life with Him in heaven, where there is no more sin, no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow, no more disease, and no more tragedy. Let me pray for us today, and then maybe take some time to reflect on this scripture and ask Jesus how He wants to use it in your life. Heavenly Father, the scripture today is definitely a bit tough, but I ask that through Your Holy Spirit that You'd help us to understand it, that You'd help us to apply it. Help us to have a heart for the eternal over the earthly. Help us to point people to You. May we be compassionate. May we be caring. May we be responsive in the here and now and when tragedy strikes, just like Jesus was. But in the process, help us to leverage the earthly to reach people with the gospel and thereby impact the eternal. It's in Christ's name we ask. Amen.